Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to a new episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, March 28th. Want to say thank you for joining us today, as I can't talk. But welcome. We are very happy you are here. We are going to talk wrestling. And we are actually going to have a... We're going to be on here for 1 hour because we do know that SmackDown is starting for a lot of you.
Want to steal viewers from SmackDown.
Yeah, you know, like we've made a deal with the World Wrestling Entertainment and TKO. They paid us. Tony Khan pays us. Now we got payments from the WWE, so we're doing well. But want to say thank you everyone for tuning in. We've got our first super chat already. Thank you very much for that. It's all Rob's fault. That is correct. It is my fault because I was having, believe it or not, this is the first time this has ever happened. I was having microphone issues. And then sound issues. Yeah. So, but we're good. We are ready to rock and roll. So, even though this is how I start every show, we're going to do it. But she'll probably be quick this time. Maggie, how are you?
I would like to know what is up with the font. When you displayed Ryan's super chat, it was in a crazy font, which is different than what is that?
I don't know why that is.
Why? Like, that is, we're not, what is this, kindergarten? And that's a Twin Peaks reference. I'm fine. Guys, everything's good. Yes, go. No. Ew, no.
Yeah, no, it lets me change
that,
it now.
So that is what?
It lets me change it now, so let's find
okay, a good so one. Okay, let's find it. Oh no, that is not it. Okay, so that's actually good, but no. Oh yes, that is so gothy.
That's it. It actually says the font's name is Metal Mania.
So I was close enough. Oh no. What is this? A tattoo? No. What is going on?
I'm just trying to find the. I don't know.
That's good, but no. What is the. Ooh. Oh! Who's hurting my eyes? The glorious thing is that we're looking for a new font for a thing that keeps displaying that it's your fault. So, yeah. Oh my god!
But yeah,
where is the default? Yeah, I'll just go ahead and tell people, guys. Today was my first day of work since last Sunday because I had a mini vacation, and by vacation I mean to my couch. I did a lot of girly stuff. I have a close friend which does professional makeup, and I was her model for a student that she's been having because she also gives lessons. They're a lot of money. And I was a model and I was pretty for a couple of hours. Then I went home and had to wash my face. And I did not want to do that. And then on Thursday, I had a hair appointment. I cut a bunch of my hair because it was really, it had to be done. And I toned my hair. Look, it's not yellow anymore.
That's nice.
I swear it's blonde. It looks brunette, but it's really not. But it's smooth and shiny now. I cut a bunch of it. I know that this is a lot of girly stuff that I just said. Everything's good. A weird week, and hopefully next week is the same because I still have 2 days I need to take for a vacation. Rob, how are you? It's been kind of a slow week when it comes to wrestling. It's been sad about Gail Kim, but it's Jeremy's fault. Yeah, it's not Rob's fault. It's Jeremy's fault. Thank you, Scott, for ratting out Jeremy.
Yeah.
If someone can message Jeremy,
I'm doing
so
right
he
now,
can
actually.
Come on to the show and explain his actions, it's going to be great. Because I hate change. even if it's good, even if it's for a good change, it's really not. It's no.
Okay, I sent him a link. I sent him an invite, so we'll see if he joins us. So yeah, let's talk until he gets here. Let's talk about Gail Kim. A ridiculous firing.
Oh, wait. Oh my God. I'm so sorry for interrupting. Guys, I forgot my shtick. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Please leave a like on the video. This is the most simple and free way in which you can support us. Also, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Share the link to this very podcast right now as we're live. Go on Twitter or on Facebook and share the live link that is right now happening on the Fightful Twitter. Please send us a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, a little dollar sign. If you're watching on any other platform, you can send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the money. So this is, we always, you know, make people send us, you know, their thoughts there, because it benefits us. Please subscribe. Oh my God, subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our bread and butter. A lot of news, a lot of contracts, a lot of scoops ahead of the pay-per-views and after pay-per-views. The most awesome $6 that you can spend on any wrestling media. Again, please leave a like on the video. I cannot begin to explain how important this is. And from now on, please, we can, you know, continue talking about Gail Kim. I'm sorry, Rob, for interrupting. Completely forgot. Yes.
Yeah, no. So, Gail Kim got let go. I believe it was Tuesday, maybe when? Yeah, when she got let go from TNA, which was mind-boggling when I heard about it, because Gail Kim has been one of the people that have been constantly praised by everywhere she's worked. I mean, you know, like, even though she left WWE under circumstances, but it wasn't, like, her fault why she left. It was just because of other people, you know, like, she wanted to leave. But with TNA, Jesus, man, like, I don't get it. And, as Sean said, there's already at least one talent that reached out to him that said they're leaving, like, when their contract's up now. I mean, that just shows you the popularity of her and how people feel about her and how great she is and how much people liked her backstage. And the fact that they did this when she was a very popular person backstage is very, very odd to me. I'm very curious to see what Anthem's goal is. I know they're putting new people in place, and I don't understand it, why they're doing this. They were doing really well. People were starting to watch, I think. I don't know their ratings and stuff, but I mean, it was getting a little bit, it was, the way I'm saying it is, I was noticing more talk about TNA than what we were used to, is what I'm saying. So I know people had to be paying attention to it more. I'm very
befuddled.
Yeah, that's probably the best word for it. It's just very odd. I know that the thing is, Gail Kim's going to land on her feet wherever she goes. If WWE wants to bring her back, AEW, one of those two companies are going to do what they can to get her, I'm sure. She would be an outstanding hire. So we'll see. We shall see. And it's up to her, too, obviously, if she wants to continue on doing this. I hope she does, because she's very good at what she does. She's smart and just everything that we know. And as I've, like, talked to her, I got to interview her a couple months ago on my podcast that I did, the movie one, and she was on there, and she's just as awesome as she can be. So, yeah, I just hope whatever she does, as long as she's happy and that's what matters the most.
Absolutely. So I don't think I can possibly say anything much more than you already did, but except to share your absolute baffledness, if that's even a word. It's because when it happened, again, like if you guys pretty much know me by now, I tend to stay away from my phone when I'm on my days off. And but I couldn't help but seeing that news, and I'm like, man, I can't catch a break. And of course, it's not about me, it's about her. But like, I was having a nice day off and this news just hit me out of nowhere. And I'm like, this is TNA doing TNA stuff shouldn't surprise me anymore, but yet they still do. Because last time it was Scott D'Amore, and I was shocked by that. Because TNA went back to being TNA after it was Impact for, you know, a decade. By decade, I mean a century. And they got all the buzz surrounding that. And then they fired Scott D'Amore. And I'm like, that is a choice.
Yeah.
But when they did, at the back of my head, I was like, it's okay, Gil Kim's there. She's still there. She can handle everything. Sorry, guys, I had to cough. So because Sean was sharing with us a lot of, because like he has a, you know, this kayfabe storyline with hate feud going with Gil Kim, and he always said that the one word that describes Gil Kim was unfuckwittable. Like, she's, and I don't think there's any better way in which I can put it, but like, I'm, with all due respect to Sasha Banks when she was in WWE, for me, Gil Kim is the boss. She's such a girl boss, man. I saw a lot of people that told media guys that she was always vouching for talent backstage in front of Anthem, and that's always something that you want in your locker room, someone backing you up. And Fightful reported that a lot of people said that they weren't gonna renew their contract deals now that Gil Kim's gone. And
well, I just know that the one person he said, not, I don't know if it was a lot of people.
Well, yeah, I know about the one, yeah. But I'm sure that other people think that too. Because if you don't want, that's not what you want from your locker room. That's not what you want. And like, it shouldn't be. For me, Gil Kim was, because it, in WWE they have Stephanie McMahon, who's such a wonderful figure in you know, in the on the business side of things, and incredibly well spoken and spokesperson for WWE, and you know, girl power, and that is great. And then you have Gil Kim, and now she's not there anymore, and it kind of makes me mad. You said that people were, you know, starting to talk about TNA, and I'm pretty sure that this was all because of the WWE partnership that they have going on. I saw people speculating that they were getting ready for a sale back in the day when WWE were, you know, releasing people because they were prompting for a sale. I I don't know about that, and I have zero knowledge when it comes to business from that point of view, and I'm incredibly ignorant when it comes to stuff like that, because it's a different part of the world, and I don't even know how things work in my own country, let alone, you know, a totally different one. For now, the only thing I can tell you is how shocked I am about this, because if you have someone like Gil Kim, you do not let that person go ever, and you do anything in your power to make them stay if they want to go. But like, I thought that people like Gil Kim and Scott D'Amore were always going to be people in Impact and TNA and stuff like that, because Gil Kim has the opportunity. She's Gil Kim. She has the opportunity to go fucking everywhere that she wants, but she chose to be there. And then they let her go.
Gil Kim did today. She did post a tweet that she says, thank you and yes to more female leaders in wrestling. She made a statement that said, just wanted to say thank you to the fans, friends, and especially my peers for all the support you have given me over the last few days. I've received such an enormous amount of love, and it really has helped process this change for me. More than anything, I am grateful for all the years and opportunities I was given to help build something I always dreamed of. The Knockouts division is and will always be my heart, and all the women who were a part of it. Thanks to the incredibly hardworking and passionate TNA talent and crew that I have had the pleasure of working with, this will not end my passion or my love for wrestling, and this is not the end of Gil Kim in wrestling, in the wrestling world. You don't put 17 years in one company and stop when you are this passionate. I look forward to sharing my journey and am taking some time for myself and prepare for what's ahead. Looking forward to the future.
When it comes to the Knockouts division, I know that I shouldn't be talking as much about it, because I got turned off of TNA a little bit after it went back to being TNA, because it is my decision not to watch TNA, because I couldn't possibly be arsed to care about promotion that voluntarily signs Tessa and Matt Riddle.
I don't think Riddle's there anymore. Obviously, even Tessa's.
I get what you're saying. Obviously, of course, you know, not me not liking Matt Riddle is a personal choice, like nothing, and that is it. And the Tessa thing is just, I don't know, man, it's kind of obvious. And for me, the Knockouts division isn't what it used to be back in the day. And by back in the day, I obviously mean like 2 years ago when it was thriving. And it was like, if you were a female wrestler, this was the place that you wanted to be, Impact. Their tag division and their women's division were something to be looking forward to every week when you tune into the show. So Jordynne Grace had nothing more to do there, and she went to WWE. And for me, right now, it's Masha Slamovic. And she's one of my favorite female wrestlers out there right now. But like for me, that's about it. And if your Knockouts division isn't doing that good, letting go of Gil Kim, that's not what you do, man. I'm sorry. That is not what you want.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly, incredibly puzzling. I just wanted to shout out our friend Clown in the chat before I forget that, because that was such a good thing to say. I mentioned that I had a vacation on my mini vacation on my couch, and he referred to it as a staycation. And that is that a thing? Is that a word?
It's a word.
That is the first time I'm ever hearing it. Thank you, Clown, for making me, for familiarizing me with that. I can't even say it. Staycation. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Surprised they even have staycations in Bulgaria.
We usually don't because we need to tear our asses about money.
Okay, gotcha.
Because we're poor.
Didn't know where you were going with that
one. I am really poor, guys. Send us your super chats if you want to support our show. Also, please humper chat because that is way better. Way, way better. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. So the other thing that, before I forget, and I didn't think about it before we started the show, but get your thoughts on Soraya leaving.
Soraya, yeah. I forgot to mention Soraya too. I suppose this is kind of an unpopular opinion. I am not the biggest Soraya / Paige fan. I popped when she debuted because I thought that she was going to help AEW's women's division.
Oh, I was talking about AJ Lee, like WWE.
Yeah, that did not help also. I was about to say, this isn't me being an AJ Lee stan and not liking Paige. This is not about that.
Okay.
Whatsoever. I respect the hell out of her journey. I respect the hell out of her holding on to herself after the huge amount of crap that she has been through in her life. I'm incredibly proud of her as a human. And I hope she has a book coming out. Actually, I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to reading that book because her journey, I hope no one goes through whatever she went through, because that is some icky crap and people should know better. That being said, I think because I was there at RevPro last year and in London before All In, when that entire crowd saying that they booed her is putting it mildly. Mm. Like they tore her apart, man. Mm. And that was, I don't know how you recover from that. It's one thing to get booed on a show that you're, that the audience know that you're gonna be a part of.
Yeah.
Because you're a heel. And that it's a totally different thing to go to RevPro in, you know, in London and getting that insanely horrible, horrible reaction from the crowd. I was in the crowd with our friend John Barker, and both of us were like, what is happening here? That was not good. I understand that you're a fan. You paid your ticket. You're allowed to boo or cheer whatever you want to do. That is absolutely fine. But man, she did not deserve, you know, that. Because you would think that people will pop because I told you when Top Flight got, I don't know if it was, no, it wasn't Darius. I don't know which one from Top Flight competed on RevPro. That crowd erupted.
Dante
Martin. Okay, it was Dante Martin. He was the one to compete at RevPro, and that crowd lost their minds, man.
Yeah.
They lost their shit, and I was like, I'm so happy about that. And then Soraya, she's from there. She's born in England. I know it's Norwich, England. It's not London or anything. home country advantage, and she got booed out of that building. It was not a pretty sight. But whatever she decides to do, obviously she doesn't need to go to any other wrestling promotion. She would if she wants to.
Yeah.
But I just hope that she gets to do whatever the hell she wants and she thrives in whatever she decides to put her mind to. What did you think of that?
I was very surprised that by it. I was surprised by it. I thought, and she might have been happy. It's just maybe it was time for her to do something else. And again, I've said it 100 times, if not more, on this show, is the wrestlers who we care about. So if that's what they want, more power to them. Hope they're happy. Cool. I was surprised more than anything. But we'll see what it means. Do I think we will see her back in WWE? Absolutely. I do.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she has to be a Hall of Famer at some point. If she goes back to WWE and people still don't wish to clear her to be in the ring, which will be absolutely puzzling if they do, because she competed. Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah.
My thing about that, clearing, if WWE truly has the best thing in mind for the wrestler, cool. Absolutely. But I just find it weird how one group of doctors will clear them and the other ones don't, it's just, I find it odd, I don't know.
I'm not a doctor and I cannot speak on things I do not understand whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, I play a doctor on Pornhub, but that's about it. So, but anyways,
the doctor will see you now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I say. That's my line. Also, never mind. I'm not going to go with that other line. Anyways, let's talk. You wanted to talk a little WWE.
Yes, I do.
You want to talk about Jey Uso, you said. So let's talk a little Jey Uso.
So let me put in some groundwork. So Jey Uso last week did a dive off of, a suicide dive or whatever dive you want to call it. And I really hate to use the word botch, but for the sake of not having a proper word to say that way. So he botched, the dive. And he made a mistake. I feel like we're all grown up here. I'm not talking about everyone in the world because we all know that's not a thing, because our fans of coexisting are incredibly intelligent people. That's what I always want to say. Thank you to everyone in the chat. Please leave a like on the video. We have an incredibly intelligent group of, coexisting society. Making a mistake when it comes to professional wrestling, I'm incredibly surprised that wrestlers don't make mistakes all the time, because if it were me, I would have been broken from mistakes. It's not an easy thing. People keep saying it ain't ballet. Ballet's hard, guys. Stop saying that. It just goes to show you just how good these wrestlers are when it comes to in-ring work, and that's why they do make mistakes so little. But every now and then people make mistakes. It's a dive. What do you mean it's a dive? It's incredibly hard. What are you talking about? It's called a suicide dive for a reason. And because for whatever reason, Robert, they decided to turn this into a storyline because they, here's the thing. Because people are morons and they're
FIFO
like,
FIFO Select can report.
Yeah. FIFO Select can confirm. I really do not want to be offensive when I call them that, but like, they see a professional wrestler botch a move. Again, that is what makes us human, guys. We're not machines. We do not make, you know, do mathematical equations in our head as we are doing wrestling moves, except for the Steiner family.
Well played.
And, like, this is what, making mistakes is what makes us human. And you don't, that's absolutely fine, and this shouldn't make anyone embarrassed, but because people are idiots and they're like, oh, he botched the move, oh man, did you see the botched dive from Jey Uso? It's so hilarious, look at it. And then you share it a thousands of millions of times on social media, and here's the thing. In 2 days, everyone forgets about it.
Yep.
Everyone forgets about it. That is the magical world of social media. People are going to, horrible people are going to make fun of you for a day or two maximum. And they will forget it after. Like, I will never forget about the Titus World Slide.
Admit, that was funny, though.
That was funny. And yeah, he was laughing with us eventually. And Corey Graves on commentary lost his shit. I keep, every now and then I go back to that because of Corey Graves' reaction on commentary, not the slide itself. It was hilarious. Okay,
my favorite Corey Graves like moment on commentary was the Royal Rumble when
Chelsea Green came back.
It will always be my favorite. Like, I didn't always even have time to make fun of her husband.
Make fun of her husband.
Yeah, that's
an all-time Corey Graves favorite moment for me too. And yeah, so this is probably the only thing I remember from the greatest Royal Rumble. Did Braun Strowman win that?
The
greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. He won that, and he won the championship belt that we never got to see again. From the greatest Royal Rumble. I kind of feel like Braun Strowman won that.
I'm going to check.
Please check.
Let's see here.
Okay. I don't even remember which year it was.
Yeah, it was Braun Strowman.
Okay.
He eliminated Big Cass last.
Oh my God. Such a long time ago. Okay. Why the hell was I talking about? Oh yeah, botches. So because WWE, I don't know why they did that, but I can only assume, this is me making up stuff in my head. So I can only assume that WWE didn't want Jey Uso to lose the incredible amount of momentum that he had up until now, because that every time Jey Uso comes out, it's like a mini concert.
Yeah.
People are losing their minds every time. And I'm happy that they saw that and they decided to capitalize on that. And they just gave him the Royal Rumble win. I'm glad that they did that, because this means that they have a finger on the pulse and that they know that they cannot wait for a later point of in which they can push Jey Uso, and they pull the trigger there, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
So, because they decided to make his gimmick right now, Jey Uso incredibly over with the crowd and bad in wrestling. This is the thing that they decided to do with Jay. Crowd's favorite, and then cannot wrestle. Okay, so they can turn it. They still have time to turn it around. They have about, you know, 3 weeks. They can turn it around. They can make this into a psychological aspect and him being overcome with emotion and stuff. Because I liked Jimmy Uso hyping him up backstage after, you know, their...
Yeah, that was good.
Their in-ring segment. That was good. Because he was like, Jay asked his brother if he thought that he could beat Gunther, and he flat out said, no, not this Jay. Where's the Jay that, you know, pinned Roman Reigns? Where's the Jay that, you know, won the Rumble, you know, the tag titles with Cody and everything? This Jay Uso right now, he cannot beat Gunther, but you know who can? The person who did that and that and that. So, because before that, he wanted to spear Gunther, but then he tripped while trying to run. That is a whole different level of, you know, that's just, so they did that on purpose after, you know, he accidentally botched the move, which again, it's okay. At least
that was planned, you know, so.
Exactly. I mean, what was planned was him falling before the spear and him not, you know, this was this was what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They decided to give him this gimmick because he botched the suicide dive. This is the only reason, but again, this is me speculating, because they didn't want for them to lose the audience with Jey Uso because of that suicide dive. And I'm like, people would have forgotten if you didn't remind them of this. Again, this sort of kayfabe build is not for me, because they're right now, I'm 100% sure that Jey Uso is beating Gunther at WrestleMania. And I fucking hate that, by the way. But this is the right decision to do. This is the right move in my eyes, because he's over with the crowd. Strap him. That is it. I don't know who he loses him the title to. I don't know where they go from there. But the right decision is to put the title on Jay. Do I like it? No. But this version of Gunther that we have right now isn't good. So,
you ever wonder what... I mean, I know it'll be weird the day it happens, but you ever wonder what a Gunther base run would look like? You ever wonder? It'd be so weird to see, but...
Oh, man.
Because I guess recently at the house shows, like in this European tour, Ludwig worked as a face, which was very interesting to me.
I love that you called him Ludwig. And then not Kaiser.
Yeah, I just...
What I want to call him is Marcel Bartel, but that is a totally different thing. Yeah, he did work as a face. I'll tell you what I like. I like CM Punk tapping after Gunther chopped him. That was so good.
Yeah.
And him being so incredibly animated.
Yeah, he beat who he defeated was one match was Austin Theory. And the good. Other one was against Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller. Yeah. Waller. The shoey? Did he celebrate with the shoey?
So this is my thing. Granted, I know they said he worked as a face, but if you're going to go against two people, like, of course, like, that's definitely going to be the face, you know? Like, Grayson Waller is not liked by anybody, and I mean, I think he's
he should be. Wrestler. Grayson Waller is really entertaining.
Yeah, but yeah. What was next on your agenda?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick Cooper effect, and then we'll finish off with Swerve and Moxley.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes.
Dun 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 dun.
Guys, we're gonna talk about orangutans.
Orangutans.
Rang-a-dang, da-da-da-da-da-dang. Yes, so in a heartwarming milestone for great ape conservation, Mary, a rescued orphaned orangutan, has been released into the jungles of Borneo following rehabilitation. Jesus. So she spent 4 years at the Bornean Orangutan Rescue Alliance, or BORA, where she learned how to survive independently in the jungle. So she has been allowed to return in her home. So she was released alongside two of her companions, Jojo and Bonte, who now live wild and free in Borneo's last remaining viable habitats. So Mary's journey began in February 2019 when she was rescued at just 1 or 2 years old from an illegally kept in captivity by villagers. So that fucking barf. So in 2024, she advanced to the next stage of rehabilitation, moving to a pre-release island with Jojo and Bonte. And for 3 months, the trio fine-tuned their forest skills in preparation for their return to the wild. And now the three of them are free to be in the jungle together. And that is... being kept illegally in the village is because I had a conversation about zoos this morning while I was opening the bar with yes, thank you. With a regular that we have. Because he took his two young daughters to the circus this past weekend, and I told him I was not a fan of the circus. I used to enjoy watching the circus on television when I was a little kid. I enjoyed the acrobat stuff, but I hated the animals in captivity there, you know, the elephants and the lions that were supposed to be doing, you know, great feats of acts and everything just for the amusement of people. And I absolutely hated that. And I always think that, you know, animals should roam free. And he was like, no, you know, a lot of the zoos have, you know, endangered species and, you know, they keep them. And I'm like, yeah, and who's to be to blame for them being endangered species? We're to blame. We made them endangered. We kill animals for joy and, you know, other stuff that we do not need. So this sucks. I hope that Mary, Jojo, and Bonte are having the time of their lives in their natural habitat. Please, if you're going to take care of animals, do it properly, correctly, and do not hold anyone against their will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Rob.
That's a good story. Yes. So we go from that nice story to AEW.
What a wonderful segue.
Well, AEW was in St. Paul this week, St. Paul, Minnesota. I did not make it. I did not go. Just had some things come up, so just didn't make it. I'll go next time, and I'll be at Raw in a couple of weeks anyway, so it works out. But they were in St. Paul, and you know, you started the show. Anytime a show starts with Kenny Omega in a match, I'm gonna probably be pretty happy. But
Vanilla Baby.
They faced Jeremy Lambert, Sky, Blake Christian. That was just a very odd matchup for me. If you would have told me that was the match I would have been able to see a month ago, like that's what it would be. I'd be like, okay, well, quit making shit up. Okay, let's not go there. But yeah, it surprised me. You know, it went as expected. And hey, Kenny Omega wrestling, that's a good thing. So I'll take it.
Hey, listen, Kenny Omega has a cat. He doesn't need more friends.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that was my, that was going to be the thumbnail. Like, I have a cat.
Yes.
Like, but,
I don't need more friends.
Sean wanted Swerve. But anyways, that's what we were going to talk about. Swerve Strickland. As you saw, like, on the thumbnail, maybe, it's Swerve's world. You know, like, I know it's Swerve's house, but man, it's Swerve's world. He is just, he's taking control of AEW. People want him to win that title again, and his character is just so damn good right now. Like, it's so good. I mean, his character's always been damn good, but it's just right now, it's just very, like, entertaining and seeing what he has. And the John Cena callback this week. I don't know if you saw that. Did you catch that, Maggie? The John Cena callback in the promo? Did you hear about it?
Oh, what did he say? Like,
he said to John Moxley,
you can go back to playing John Moxley on TV.
That was so good.
I caught that. So good.
Yeah. I love it when they do that fourth wall stuff. I mean, it doesn't
respectfully. Taking jabs or, you know.
No, not at all. Like, I loved it. Yeah. It showed, like, I like it when they show, like, I guess it show respect to it, you know, in a way. Like, I like that stuff. I love it.
You know, what they're doing is rewarding you for paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. And that reminds me that you said that Kevin Owens, like, pretty much, there was a tweet, I think Fightful's account retweeted it, but he basically said that he made a statement about how WWE, like, Kevin Owens basically said that you are insulting your fans' intelligence. But speaking of intelligence, pointing to the sign, there it is. I love it. I like it.
Okay, so, hi, Jeremy, sweetie, we adore you. Please explain the font change on StreamYard. That is the stupidest thing.
That's what her question was, by the way.
Oh, I didn't do that. I don't know.
I didn't
do it. I have no idea. I just kept it because I'm just kind of lazy, and I didn't feel like I didn't feel like changing it, so I just kept it. But I didn't do it. I never mess with the fonts.
It was like, that when she said that, I'm like, I don't know. And then somebody in chat said
Scott. You did that last time.
Oh no, Joel was mad about it too, so I thought, like, Joel changed it back, and then so whoever did it may have changed it afterwards. Is it universal though? Because maybe it was Alex and Kate might change it.
Oh, if anybody changed it, it'd probably be those two.
Yeah, Kate changes everything. So
yeah.
Well, but it's normal now. It's normal now.
Okay. I think I fixed it for now. We'll see.
Again,
Jeremy? Are you
good?
I'm
well. I'm about to cover SmackDown. I just went out and got some pastries with the 12 children. So we got some apple cider donuts and some chocolate mousse bombs is what they have. Oh, this chocolate mousse bomb is amazing.
That is absolutely.
You'll have to explain it to Maggie. What it
brand
is.
New information?
Okay, all right. I'm gonna go get it. All right, everyone can look at the WrestleMania sign. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yes.
You point it out until you get back.
So yeah, please
point to the sign until he gets back. I hope he's not going far because this.
What is
that?
Yes. Clip that. Someone.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah. Anyways, what I was saying about Swerve.
Swerve. Yes.
So badass. Like, I love what he's doing. Why is my finger pointing down? Anyways, but yeah, what he's doing is, I just absolutely love that whole promo. It was so good. Okay, there, he's back. We can stop pointing at the sign.
Okay. All right. So here's what this is, everyone. This is a local pastry shop here. You can kind of see, I know there's a little stuff in the way, but you can see the chocolate outside there, and then inside there's a chocolate filling, and then at the bottom there's cake portion at the bottom there. So it's just a lot of chocolate is basically what it is.
No such thing.
It's amazing. There's
it's no such thing as a lot of chocolate. No, that's
fair. Oh, I agree. I've had half of it because it was very rich. And I was like, I'm gonna save this for later. I need a nice glass of milk to go along with it, because I love milk with the chocolate. And then, yeah, we got some apple cider donuts as well, which I've not had yet, but they sound very good.
Winning. Ah, man, that sounds amazing.
That's winning at life. Yes.
So that's how I've spent my afternoon, or at least a portion of it. Now, yeah, I'm going to watch and cover SmackDown.
3 hours of SmackDown. I'm sorry about that. 2.5 hours, so congrats.
These 3 hour SmackDowns are awful. So terrible.
They suck, man. They are such a chore. And the thing is, I have to watch SmackDown before I go to work on Saturday morning. And that is such a chore, because I don't care, man. It was so good when it was 2 hours. What the fuck is happening? Why are we doing this? There's exactly as little of women on the show as it was when it was 2 hours. What is happening? Stop it.
Not a fan of the 3 hour SmackDown, but I do like that I like when they started at 3, then they were over by 6, and it's like, oh, this is nice. Now it doesn't start till 4, so it's not over till 7. It's like, all right, I guess I still got some evening time remaining. Yeah. Scott, I don't think you threw me under the bus. I mean, I guess you kind of did, but no, I don't. I don't
apologize.
Care. You can blame it. You can blame it on me if you would like, but I didn't do it. If I did, I would claim ownership to it, because who cares? Yeah, I don't like the font either, though. So I'm actually with you, Maggie. I think the font looks kind of stupid. I just I didn't care enough to get back is the thing. So
No, it's absolutely fine. This is how it used to be right now. And you know, you're looking at someone who adores Times New Roman. Okay, that is such an easy font on the eyes. I'm so incredibly, I am the most basic white chick ever. I'm blonde. I like Times New Roman, and I smell like vanilla. Like, this is the basic stuff when it comes to a white chick. So,
wait a second, Maggie. Are you saying
I'm vanilla, baby?
That is that is why I like Blake Christian. That is exactly why.
He should have won. He should have beat Kenny Omega.
You shut
nonsense
your mouth.
Booking. Nonsense booking from Tony Khan.
Why wasn't that match for the title? It was a totally different situation.
I started a campaign on social media to get it for the title, but my cries went to deaf ears, unfortunately, but I tried.
So you're telling me Blake Christian changed the font?
Maybe. No, Blake Christian wouldn't do that.
Because you were unsuccessful in his, you know.
Blake Christian wouldn't do that to us. All right, I'm going to go cover SmackDown. Y'all have a good rest of your show. I'm glad I could maybe solve the mystery of who changed the font, although I don't feel like
we're back to whoever.
Just blame Kate and Alex. I feel like that's the easiest thing to do.
I can blame Joel.
Joel, like, I would typically be all for blaming Joel, but he, when I pulled the font up on screen, it was on like a Tuesday, or it was a Tuesday because it was SP3. Maybe it was a Thursday. He also was like, what is this font? So I don't think it was Joel. Otherwise, I would 100% blame him.
So it's Gail Kim. Okay.
I'll message Kate. I'll be like, did you change the font? I'll throw her under the bus. Did you change the font on StreamYard? There. We'll get this. We'll get to the bottom of this one way or another.
Yes.
I put it in all caps too, so she knows like I'm very serious and very,
very,
angry.
Very serious.
Yeah. I'm even gonna write that. I'm very angry about this.
Step Jesus into my Christ. Office.
She's gonna be like, "What? Why does Jeremy care about
who
this
is this
at all?" Yeah, she knows. She at least knows who it is because we exchanged numbers, but. Yeah. That's fine. She said, I didn't even know that was a thing you could do. So she claimed, so it's not Kate, apparently. We're trying to solve a mystery.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if it was Sean, actually.
It could be Sean.
It would not surprise me.
He doesn't even know how to change his microphones before starting.
Yeah, but he does. He has gone through this stuff and deleted things before. So I do know that. So.
You know what? So, let's just blame Joel. Who cares? Because maybe
I feel
him being angry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe him being angry about it was to throw us off the scent of like, oh, what is this font? It's like, oh, you know what this font is. You're the one who changed it, Joel.
Yeah.
I think we've settled on blaming Joel.
Yeah,
the butler did it.
It was not Luther. We're not blaming Luther for this. It was not Luther.
Luther is a good butler.
All right, thank you, man. Well, so much. Thank you. Right. Enjoy. Try to enjoy SmackDown. I hope.
Bye. Yeah. I'll talk to you guys later.
Try.
All right. So, anyways, before we go, Maggie, what did you think of the promo with Swerve? And do you think he will be defeating? I know we'll do our prediction show next week, but just an early prediction. Do you think he will be defeating Jonathan Moxley?
Yeah, so I will try to be as quick as I can about this because SmackDown's starting. The Death Riders story was a gold mine in my eyes because it started off with a bang. They choked out Bryan Danielson with a bag, man. This was the most, like, that is one of the greatest failures of wrestling. I consider in my eyes the Death Riders, along with Bray Wyatt, everything about his presentation and, you know, The Fiend and everything. Because this had the potential to be something so incredibly special, and they flopped it, man. And this promo between Moxley and Swerve was probably one of the first times I saw John Moxley as a regular human being and not as a who talks like that person. He said that he, looking at Swerve, he has faith for the future of wrestling. And Swerve was like, who are you? Like, you hide behind your Death Riders and you hid the title, the AEW title in a briefcase because you couldn't look at it.
Yeah.
And that is what I wanted, for someone to point that out, because why is Copeland had the opportunity to open the briefcase and he chose not to? That was the stupidest thing ever. And I enjoyed this promo so much because it referenced stuff that needed to be mentioned a long time ago. Yeah. And we continue, you know, they further the story along with Marina Shafir and Willow, who will clash eventually at either a pre-show or, you know, or on a Collision or a Dynamite. I really don't care. But this was definitely needed, and for me, Swerve needs to beat Moxley, but I know that he's not going to. People keep telling others that Hangman will be the one to dethrone Moxley, and I'm perfectly okay with that. But Swerve, why are you making that face?
I think Swerve does it, and we see Moxley, or we see Swerve versus Hangman at All In. Is what I think we get.
I would enjoy the crap out of that, but people say that Hangman could be the one to screw Swerve from that title because he said that he would do anything in his power.
Shit. I didn't think not about to, that.
Not to, you know,
yeah,
to have Swerve as a champion. That is it. But we will be talking about this again next week because we are going to call it a day because, like, we need to watch SmackDown. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Please, on your way out, please leave a like on the video if you haven't. And after the show is done, please leave a comment below. Again, it helps us a lot with the algorithm. I would like to send out a personal, a huge thank you to everyone who leaves a comment down below and you know, the comment setting for the algorithm. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much you're helping. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Please share and subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to Fightful Select. You can follow me on Twitter or X or whatever at Maggie_IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. Again, the weirdest thing in the world. Rob, please plug your shit.
Yeah, guys, want to say thank you again for tuning in this week, and we will see you next week for AEW Dynasty Predictions. But you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter or X. And I'm also at Fight for Rob on Instagram. Again, thank you guys. We hope you have a good one. We hope if you watch SmackDown, you enjoy it. if you watch Collision, you enjoy it. No matter what wrestling you watch, we hope you enjoy it. So we hope you have a great day, great weekend, and we will see you next week for another episode of Coexisting. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.